It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. A Wisconsin healthcare provider is rolling out a new harm reduction program to combat substance abuse in rural communities. Marshfield Clinic Health System is using federal funding to place naloxone boxes in 43 locations, ranging from Barron and Rusk counties in the northwest to Dodge and Portage counties in southeastern and central Wisconsin. The boxes contain the naloxone nasal spray known by the brand name Narcan that can quickly reverse an opioid overdose. The program involves community partnerships with more than 20 organizations trying to reduce overdose deaths in the state. Megan Barnett is the manager of Marshfield Clinic Health System's Center for Community Health Advancement. Megan, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Good morning.
Good morning. So what are these naloxone boxes? Can you describe them for us?
Yeah. So picture an AED box in the wall used to, you know, help with CPR when someone passes out. It's very similar to that. So these are clear boxes about the same size as an AED, and they contain Narcan, like you mentioned, along with breathing masks, gloves, and a tear-off instruction sheet on how to administer this life-saving medication for folks.
And there are instructions, I would imagine, then, about how to use naloxone?
Absolutely. So we have big signs around the boxes so you can't miss it, just showing people how to inject the nasal spray. They also have a version that is more a syringe. However, the more common medicine today is that nasal spray, because it's just easier to use, and people have higher self-efficacy with that nasal spray. So you'll find nasal spray in these boxes. And what's really neat about this medication is if someone's not experiencing an overdose and you think that they are and you inject this medicine into their nose, nothing bad happens. Like, I could inject myself right now, and there's no ill effects to it. So we like to tell people, don't be afraid of what might or might not be happening. Just do it, and it'll be okay. So that's something interesting about this medication that I think is beneficial for the communities.
How many doses might a box contain?
Yes. So two doses in a box, and there's at least two boxes in these boxes, in the naloxone box.
Okay. A box within a box. How do you decide where to place these boxes within communities?
Yeah, that is a great question. So we love to lean on our community partners to tell us where the best location is to put them. So we have been leaning on our partnerships, specifically with the health departments in these communities, to tell us where they should be placed. And then they work with those organizations to do that. So just to give you an idea of where some of these naloxone boxes are, a majority are actually in schools, which I found really interesting. And I think that comes from the Department of Public Instruction just having more eyes on whether or not these should be in schools. And there's been some strong stances on potentially even requiring schools to have access to naloxone, just in case of the unimaginable. So we have them in the schools. We have fire department, a few local agencies like libraries, and what else? Community Action Agency, Indian Head Community Action Agency. So really the community lets us know where it would be beneficial, and then we help support them in placing.
Megan, what would you tell parents, though, who might have concerns about having these naloxone boxes being around schools or in schools?
Yeah, great question. So I just like to say, you know, it's not bothering anybody, just like the AED or some schools have, you know, the EpiPens in boxes. This is just another measure to just make sure everybody is safe within that school. Everybody wants to be able to send their kid to school and hope that they're safe there. And sometimes accidents just happen. We heard a report from Crandon that a kid came to school with a water bottle And on the tip of the water bottle, there was fentanyl from home, from caregivers using, and that child accidentally overdosed, but was able to be saved because naloxone was available. And so you just never know what is going to happen. And so we just want to be prepared for that unimaginable event that hopefully we never have to encounter.
Who's responsible then for the inventory inside these boxes and restocking the naloxone?
Yeah, so that was definitely something that we worked through with each community to make sure that somebody is responsible. In the schools, it's typically the nurse, but the health department ensures that somebody is watching those boxes. We also have a lot of recovery coaches out in the community through another program that we have, and so we've been leaning on them to make sure that we have, you know, somebody keeping an eye on that inventory.
Because it's a number of boxes now. 43 is where you're at. Is that the number?
43. Yeah. Yep, 43 and continuing to disseminate.
We are talking about a new program placing naloxone boxes in rural Wisconsin communities. Naloxone, a medicine that rapidly reverses an opioid overdose. Megan Barnett is here, manager of Marshfield Clinic Health System's Center for Community Health Advancement. Megan, what are some of the challenges that come with harm reduction and treating opioid addiction in rural communities in particular?
Yeah, great question. So a few things come to mind. One being stigma is very real out in the communities, whether rural or urban. I think there's a lot of room for education on what this is and what it's not. There's a lot of stigma around enabling somebody. And then I would also say specifically in rural communities, the sources are so sparse, or the resources are so sparse and spread out. And so really trying to find where people are gathering, and frequently, you know, just hanging out so that we are getting these medications into the right hands. And then also just thinking about rural communities, think about how long it takes an ambulance to get to some of those very rural parts of the community. And so we want to make sure that people have Narcan with them in case of that emergency. And so we always tell people never to use alone, and also always assume that your supply is not clean, because 9 times out of 10, there are, don't quote me on that statistic, but oftentimes the supply of substances are laced with fentanyl these days.
And this is an ongoing opioid epidemic with, over 100 at least people dying a day from overdoses.
Yep.
Could naloxone be more effective if it were available in more places around Wisconsin?
I believe so. I think we need to reach this saturation level where it's just available 24/7, 7 days a week. And I think that will help us get ahead of the epidemic a little bit. There's so many other strategies too that we want to be focusing on. This is just one. But if we can reach that saturation level, that at least hopefully will help, you know, reduce those fatal events of overdose that we're seeing, 108,000 in 2022, which is 108,000, way too many. So,
and this program is relying on federal funds to get off the ground. How long is the funding there for to keep these boxes going?
Yeah, great question. So we landed this funding back in fall, and it was a short grant from the HRSA, the Health Resources and Services Administration. And so we actually just wrapped up the project in August. So these boxes have all already been placed. However, we are continuing with these efforts, and we're calling these kind of like the pilot communities, these 43 boxes and the 19 organizations. We're taking what we learn and we're packaging it. So Marshfield Clinic has a funding opportunity out for communities in our service area right now for communities to apply to get a box. And that is just straight funding that Marshfield Clinic is investing in their communities. And we also launched a Harm Reduction Saves Lives Toolkit, which is a campaign that any community can take and launch in their community. And the goal of that toolkit is really to get the conversation started about harm reduction, start reducing some of that stigma in the community. And there's even a PowerPoint in that toolkit that helps communities unpack how to implement a naloxone box in their community and who they should be talking to make that happen.
So it sounds like if a community or an organization wants to join into this partnership, wants to get involved in installing a naloxone box in their area, that there is an opportunity to do that.
Absolutely. Yep. Please just get in contact with us, with me, and I'd be happy to help anybody who might feel stuck or just doesn't know where to start, because it really starts with the conversation and making sure that community members are just on the same page about what harm reduction is. There's so many just misconceptions out there about it. And then I think, like, oftentimes there might be pushback at the beginning of, oh, I don't know if this is good for our community. And what we've seen with these 43 lax boxes is quite the opposite. And more times than not, people don't even know that they're there. Many of the times it's just there for emergencies, and hopefully we'll never have to use it.
Very quickly, are there other states with a track record of using these boxes that might be serving as a model?
That's a good question. I am not 100% sure. So I know that vending machines are very popular, both in our state and many others, right? And so this is just another kind of, this is, in my opinion, a mini vending machine for just to get, you know, out into other organizations that might not have the means to support those vending machines.
Sure, sure. Well, Megan, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, you are very welcome. Thanks for having me.
Megan Barnett, manager of Marshfield Clinic Health System's Center for Community Health Advancement, with us to talk about a new substance abuse harm reduction program, placing 43 naloxone boxes in 4 Wisconsin counties.